Good morning, Telly Tuners.
Good morning, Telly Tuners.
To Telly Tunes with Megan Clow on WIX B-Side Internet Radio.
That was so good.
Thank you.
Ugh. We are tired.
We're beat.
We're beat.
My friend this weekend, he kept stretching and announcing his own big stretch. Like, you know, like when a dog stretches and you're like, oh, big stretch.
Yeah.
He was stretching. He was like, oh, big stretch. I'm like, okay, no, you're doing it wrong.
Whatever. The bit's gotten old.
Yeah. But today is our Heartstopper episode.
So y'all better wake up.
You better wake up and love somebody.
And
because
yeah,
Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
It's this Saturday.
Oh
my goodness. So if you don't know what Heartstopper is, it's a show about two little gay boys.
You know, because you're gay and stuff.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
We're going to get, like, canceled.
Canceled for being accepting. And if that's a crime, take me away, officer. But yeah, so Heartstopper, did you read the Webtoon series?
No, I didn't.
So it started off as, like, a comic on Webtoon, I believe is the first platform it was on. And it got picked up by Netflix and turned into a show. And it is just like a high school kind of drama of these two boys, you know, falling in love and just kind of going through like the first steps of like a relationship.
Yeah.
And it's really sweet and really innocent. And like, it's really precious because it's like, even though like the one character has like dated before, he like, you know, it's still like first love thing because it's a new experience for each of them.
It's just such
an innocent show. It shows love in like a very sweet, like,
yeah,
childlike wonder kind of way. It's really sweet. So for this first song, this is, you said, from the series?
Yes, they play it like a lot in the series because this, it's a like very popular line in the comic that they put in the show. Also, they're British, if you didn't know that. And so Charlie, he's like the super anxious one in the relationship, and there's like one time where like Nick and Charlie, they're dating and like they like don't communicate something well and they're both anxious about something, and then they like come together and they're like, everything's okay, and Charlie goes, why, I'm gonna do a really bad British accent.
do it.
Why are we like this?
And then like they say it all the time, and like Nick's like, don't say it or whatever, because it's just, yeah, they're sweet.
It's like so corny, but the song basically like calls tribute to that, references that, but it kind of is also like, I feel like it's kind of like Charlie's theme song. Like, why is he like this? He's just an anxious boy.
Freaking love it.
So this is Why Am I Like This by Orla Garland.
Last night I smoked a cigarette. My dad would have been so upset. Then we got tattoos by the coast, and I just stood there like a ghost. Maybe I'm an old soul trapped in a young body. Maybe you don't really want me there. At your birthday party, I'll be there in the corner, thinking right over every single word of the conversation we just had. So why am I like this? Why am I like this? Why am I like this? Why am I? Why am I like this? Why am I like this? Why am I like this? Why am I? Why am I like this? Why this? Why am I? Why am I like this? Why am I like this? Why am I like this? Why am I?
That was Why Am I Like This by Orla Garland. I said Garland, like Judy Garland, and that was wrong.
Such a good name.
But yeah, that is like kind of the theme song for the show.
Love it.
Should we ask the question early? I feel like it's kind of early.
Why not?
Okay. Who's your favorite character and who do you think you are?
My favorite character is Nick, just because I think he's so precious, so cute. And I just love the actor too. Wasn't it Kit Connor.
Kit Connor. He's also in like the Romeo and Juliet play with Rachel Ziegler.
I had the fattest crush on Kit until I found out that he's like a few months younger than me.
Oh.
And I can't I personally can't do that.
Yeah.
Like that really icked me out. Same with Robert Irwin. I loved Robert Irwin and I found out he's younger than me and I was like, "Oh."
I feel like that's really interesting because I feel like I've been thinking about that a lot, honestly, because
dating somebody younger than you?
Well, just like celebrity crushes and how and like when we were younger, everyone in shows was like older than us. Like if we were in high school, everyone in teen shows was like 20 and 30. And so when we actually see someone our age, we feel like we can't like them.
Yes, because it's weird.
We're like conditioned to like only be attracted to older people in the media. And when you see someone our age, we're like, wait, are they too young? Like, ew.
And you have to ask the question. And I'm like, that's weird.
But it's like if you saw them in person, you would be like, oh, they're hot because they're your same age. Mm-hmm. It's a really weird like Hollywood thing.
Yeah, because I also... So, like, I was talking about this because I have a hard time watching teen shows these days. Yeah. Like, I did watch the third season of Heartstopper, but I had a hard time.
Right.
I had to, like, choke it down, basically, because I'm like, they're supposed to be playing, like, kids. Like, these are, like, 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, they're played by people who are our age, and I think that Joe Locke is, like, 20-something. Like, he's older than we are, but, yeah.
He has a baby face, though.
He has a baby face, but so does Kit Connor. I think he's just so precious. But I thought you were saying that, like, you've been thinking a lot about, like, not dating somebody who's younger than you, because I was like, wait, that's tea, because your boyfriend is a little younger than you.
A year and, like, 2 days younger than me.
Hey, that's real.
But.
Wait, so, like, actually lapped over a year?
Yeah, because, like, my birthday is July 21st and his birthday is July 24th.
Okay, wow.
Is that less than a year? I don't know math. Like I feel
I don't
like
either.
That's probably the really dumb question, but my brain's not like awake fully.
Not neither.
But anyway,
we'll come back to it. But yeah, I love Kit Connor. Nick. Nick is my favorite character, and I think I'm Imogen.
Mm.
She's not in the comics. They actually made her character.
And I love her
for the show. And she's
I
my
love
favorite
her so much. Yeah. No, I would say, like Nick is also my favorite, and then Charlie's sister Tori.
Oh, she's so cute. Oh my god.
Me.
Yeah.
She's me because she's always drinking like. Some juice
something with
a straw,
like always,
and that's me because I have like a cup with a straw.
Freaking love
and
that.
And she has bangs and dark hair, and you know what? I love her. She's so cutesy.
Yeah, she is. Cutesy.
And she's just like awkward and like sarcastic.
She's awkward, but she's like she knows what she wants. She's like she's very true to herself. She like knows who she is, and I love that.
Yeah,
her and Nick are in the same grade. What are they called? Like in the same year.
Same year.
Where Charlie is supposed to be a year younger. And Imogen is this girl who goes to, like, the all-girls school. Well, like, Tori goes to all-girls school as well. So the boys go to an all-boys school, and the girls go to an all-girls school right across the street. But they, like, in the morning, they, like, all hang out in, like, the courtyards and stuff like that.
It's so cute.
It's really cute. But Yeah, Imogen's just kind of like this gal who, like, everybody thinks Nick is going to date her.
Yes.
And then it's like, turns out, you know, Nick doesn't like her because, you know, he gay and stuff, but...
Well, he is bisexual,
but he's
down bad for Charlie.
He's down bad for Charlie, for real, on God. But he...
for real, on God.
Thank you, Megan. We team Bryce out here, on God. But, oh my God. Yeah, so... yeah. How Charlie and Nick meet, they sit next to each other in chemistry?
Bye. Hi.
That's why I put that, you can see the song I put in there for that.
Which one?
Right up there. Oh, yep, ooh, there we go.
Oh, should we play that one?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that one. So this next song I picked it because it's just like a silly thing that they do. Like, you remember Fault in Our Stars are like, okay.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of, they have their kind of thing in this, and it's just, hi.
Hi.
And like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Hi by Leve.
I want to say hi to you. I have no reason to, but I thought of you while driving today. With Louie on the radio, I remembered how you loved him so. We'd play his records, dance real slow. I guess that I'm missing you. I know it's out of the blue. I haven't thought of you for more than weeks. Now I'm dreaming of the moonlight glow on your little studio. We both knew I had to go away. Away to a place much bigger than this, away from the land of fish and sea, to something new, a skyline view 4,300 miles from you. It's complicated. You were my hometown love. Moved to the city of angels, and I wish that you were here. Now I'm in my empty studio. Don't dare to call, don't dare to know. If you want to say hello to me, ba-ya-ba-ba-ba-ba-do, ba-ya-ba-ba-ba-do, ba-ya-ba-ba-ba-do. Now I'm dreaming of your moonlight glow from my empty studio, hoping that you'll say hello to me.
That was Hi by Leve. It's just like, so I put another Leve song in here as well. Which that was, the other one I put on here is my Nick song.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tea.
Right?
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, this next song is a Chloe.
I'm actually still,
she's still thinking.
No, so, I'll put this one.
Well, fun fact, we're sitting in opposite seats right now. Can you guys tell?
We are.
I had wondered, I'm like, I wonder if people are like, It sounds like they're sitting in different chairs.
I feel like you can tell. Well, actually, here's the thing. Everyone always tells me, and now I feel like I'm talking louder now that I'm talking about this, but everyone always tells me that I'm really quiet and Megan that she's like really loud. And
yeah.
And so this is the real test to if it's us.
Or if it's the mics.
Or if it's the mics. So
imagine if this like fixes it and evens us out. Because I just naturally talk loud.
Yeah.
My sister actually tested my hearing because she was like, I'm just curious. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Do you have hearing damage?
No.
Because
apparently it's a thing with, like, chemo. Apparently chemotherapy can affect your, like, hearing.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't a clue. And then I was like, oh, wait, maybe that makes a lot of sense for why I'm so fucking loud. Oh. For why I'm so freaking loud. Goodness gracious.
Cleanse your ears. We're gonna.
I'm so sorry.
Like,
we need like the dump button in
we
here.
We do. We need like a censor button for when we want to swear.
Like I know we're on college radio, but it's like my parents like can hear.
Yeah. And Greg and Lisa are listening.
Oh. I thought it was my dad. I'm like, God. It was just
Megan,
our friend Andre.
Megan Sheen. Megan Sheen. Oh
Megan
my
Sheen.
God.
Is that how you think you say my last name?
No. It's
oh.
Sheen.
I was like, that's hysterical. If that's this whole time. But yeah. So. Yeah, I'm really loud. Whatever. Next one is a Chloe song.
Okay. This song is for Isaac. And he's so baby girl.
Love my king.
But also I feel like it could be a lot of the different characters because Nick and Charlie are so in love. They're so in love. And there are points in the show when the characters are like, okay, wrap it up. Like, wrap it up, everybody.
Okay, enough.
So if you didn't, this song is kind of anti-love, anti-Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So if you were like, ugh, I don't want to listen to this show because I hate Valentine's Day, I hate love, but you tuned in anyway because you love us, this song is for you. This is Crush Culture by Conan Gray.
Phone. No one's gonna call you. Quit checking your volume. I don't care if I'm forever alone. I'm not falling for you. Cause this baby is love proof. Suffocating, just let me be sad and
to get me in pursuit.
that was Crush Culture by Conan Gray. I love that song.
It's nice. It also gives like the vibe of the show.
I think so. Yeah. I feel like the show, a lot of the songs I picked were just vibes because I feel like the show does a really like good job of like picking modern music, but specifically modern music that these kids would listen to, because they're not like, they're very like indie artsy, like they're kind of like an eclectic cute little group, and they have a really big friend group and it's really cute and sweet, and I feel like they do a really good job of picking songs that make sense for the vibe, that make sense for the characters. Like, I feel like they pick a lot of, like, indie, like, pop songs and stuff like that.
I agree. And, yeah, it is very, like, they are, like, a very eclectic friend group. Eclectic is a great word. But they, the show kind of covers all of the bases, you know? So they got the gay one, they've got the bi one, they've got the lesbians, they have the trans people, they have the straight
ones. I love the way that you're saying it.
They got all these ones and those ones. It's like... you know what I mean? Like they do kind of cover
the
like
LGBT.
The L, they got the L, the G. Wait, yes.
They do. They have every letter of the alphabet.
Oh yeah, they got the A as well.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's good stuff. Yeah. It's really like, it's sweet because it is like a coming of age show at like, you know, like a very pivotal like spot in all of these people's lives, and it's nice that they cover all the bases because it's for like the show is for that like youth area, so it's nice to like see that in a refreshing modern way and not a way that's like, it's really not, they don't all deal with like these kind of like crazy like that, like it's like, it's very, like, normalized, which I like, and I appreciate that because I feel like oftentimes some shows play into tokenism, and in this group, there's no tokenism, you know?
I agree, yeah.
They've got, like, their token straight person, maybe.
Yeah. It feels very...
What's his name? The friend. What's his name? Oh, goodness.
Tao.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Tao's hair sucks.
He gets better, though.
It gets better in the last season, but the... Ew. I'm thinking about it.
Okay, don't think about it.
It literally looks like, like Squillium Fancy Sun, like, from SpongeBob. But then it gets better, which they got.
It looks so bad.
And then he
so
looks
bad.
So good.
Well, they try to make him look like the comics, don't they? Like, because he has, like, a very, like, cartoonish hair and, like...
Like, no.
Oh, really?
That's the thing. In the comics, his hair is not what they do in the first and second season.
Uh-oh.
It's weird.
Uh-oh. One thing I feel like going off what Megan said in the class discussion. I feel like, yeah, like, it's not like Euphoria where it's like, one of them's addicted to drugs and one of them is, like, like...
Addicted to this.
And like, yeah.
Addicted to that.
But I feel like it's very, it does show like things that teens deal with, but in a very real level. Like Charlie deals with a lot of bullying, he deals with a lot of anxiety, and then like
an eating disorder.
No, you're good. And then what was I gonna say? Oh, and then like the one, there's one girl who like deals with her, person who deals with her there. Oh my God. What's their name? The blonde person.
Darcy
deals with their gender identity a lot and like having a parent that doesn't like support that, and I feel like they portray that in a very realistic way because it's like, it starts with like small things. It's not, I feel like in a lot of like shows it'll be like one person will show up one day and they'll be like, guys, this is my name and my pronouns are blah blah blah, and like it'll be very PSA-y, but like
Darcy gets, it starts with like a haircut.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And like, hey, I don't want to wear a dress to like the school dance. I want to wear like a suit. And like, why is that such a big deal? And I feel like Darcy's like doesn't want to make a big deal about it, but everyone else around them is making a big deal about it. And they're like, no, this doesn't have to be a big thing. And I feel like that's what a lot of the issues are. It's not like the character walking into a room and being like, I deal with this.
Yeah.
And this is my struggle. It's like showing that teens are anxious and teens hide things and like they don't want their friends to find out, but their friends are also like supportive about it,
but they're also figuring it out for themselves and like they don't even know, like stuff like that where like Charlie didn't even know that he had like an eating disorder until it was something that Nick had picked up on. And same with like Nick, his big thing, I love his story of that.
He's
how
so baby boy
he like he is finding that balance like in his like sexuality as well, because it's like everyone wants him to be like, oh, you're completely gay, or oh, you're completely straight. But he's like, I don't entirely feel that way. You know, I like boys and I like girls. And it's really sweet. And I just, you know, I love this show. So this next song I picked is kind of for vibes, but also like at one point in the third season? Yeah, they go to France. In the third season,
Oh my God, I love when they go to France.
It's so sweet. And then Nick whips out like his like French, like he can like speak French apparently. So adorable. So I picked this because of that, but I also, like, the song is about, it's entirely in French, so I'm just going to tell you what it's about. So,
oh, thank you.
It's about just, like, the Champs-Élysées is, like, a, like, tourist spot in France. You know, it's the big, like, arch, if mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about. And people go there, they get, like, proposed to, they, like, have romantic times there, and it's just really sweet because, like, this song is, like, just kind of talking about that and how, like, mm-hmm. oh, what a romantic place that is. And, like, it's sung by, like, French singers. I didn't play the original. I played this one because I think it's more the vibe of the show.
Yeah.
But I really like the original, and so does my mom. Hi, Mom, oh. if you're listening. But, yeah, so this is Les Champs-Élysées.
Je me baladais sur l'avenue, le cœur ouvert à l'inconnu. J'avais envie de dire bonjour à n'importe qui, ce fut toi. Je t'ai dit n'importe quoi, il suffisait de te parler pour t'apprivoiser.
Oula.
Tu m'as dit j'ai rendez-vous dans un quart d'heure avec des fous qui vivent la guitare à la main du soir au matin. Alors je t'ai accompagné, on a chanté, on a dansé, on n'a même pas pensé à s'embrasser.
That was Les Champs-Élysées by Pamplemousse.
That was so fun.
That's like a cover that I think is really fun. The original one, I actually don't remember what his name is. Let me find it really quickly. But it's really good, and it's just like such a... This one is like a more modern take on it, and I do think it's really pretty.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Oh, Joe Dassin? It's
okay.
French. I don't know how to say
okay,
that.
Sure.
French, but we...
I actually took French in high school.
I am taking French currently.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I took French in high school, and I took French. That's how I discovered Les Champs-Élysées.
Oh my gosh.
Because we had to like listen to songs, and so that was my favorite one. And we also listened to like Papa Ute. If anybody's nasty out there, like Ute, Papa Ute. Banger.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good one. But yeah. What can you say in French?
I can't say anything because I took French online, so I actually never had to speak it out loud and didn't retain any of it.
Oh, wow.
I think I can say la douche, which is the shower.
The shower.
And legumes, which is vegetables.
Yes, vegetables.
And I think
well
that's
done.
Legit. All, and then, like, oui.
Ooh,
I feel like I used to remember a couple more words. Like, I think I used to know how to say, like, brother and sister and, like, mine, like, and your. Sir,
yeah.
But now it's literally, I mean, I've taken German, French, and ASL.
Ooh, yeah.
And so most of my brain is, and I took German in person and ASL more recently, so that's most of my brain.
Love it.
So, I wish I could be more French.
No, that's fine. It's just fun. I loved when Nick was able to, like, speak French, because I was like, it was just so cute. Like, it was so, like, adorable. Oh my God, Kit Connor, what are you doing?
I think Connor is so hot. I know, think we were so just too. Talking about, but, like, he's our age. It's fine.
He's younger than me. I don't like it.
Well,
whatever. he was born in April, I believe. March.
I'm actually gonna,
for some reason, I thought he was a Pisces. He gives me Pisces vibes.
Yeah.
Where, like, Charlie gives me Virgo. That boy's a Virgo.
He is. He's so Virgo. My gosh.
Wait.
Played by Kit Connor. Kit Connor in...
March. I was right!
March. Oh, he is.
Ooh. He's in Pisces! Oh, my God. I freaking knew it. Yeah. Look at me. I'm good.
Wow.
I'm good.
She's a genius.
I'm a genius. Chloe, you're a Cancer.
I am a Cancer. Yes.
Trying to think.
And you're... Wait, why is my brain, like, blinking?
You got it. What do I give?
You give Leo, Loki.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I actually don't love
that. Wait, are you a Pisces?
No.
Wait.
Virgo.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. Isn't that weird, though? I feel like I don't give Virgo.
You don't give Virgo.
Not at all.
And, like...
I feel like I give Aries.
To be complete...
Fun fact, I'm a rising Aries. Which, that was recently discovered, because I thought I was born in the AM. I was born in the PM.
That's...
All these years.
Interesting. I don't really know what time I was born, so I don't know my rising. Because
this is Cronkite.
I keep asking my mom. Apparently, it's, like, not on my birth certificate. My birth time. So she was like, you were born around this time. I don't know. I didn't write it down.
But didn't the hospital... My mom's texting me. didn't the hospital write it down?
It definitely should be somewhere.
Cancer's supposed to have a good money year. Look at you. That's what my mom said. Thanks, Mom.
Well...
This is huge, because my dad's a Cancer. Molly's a Cancer. You know Molly.
I do know Molly.
Chloe met my younger sister.
Younger?
Yes. Did you think she was older than me? That's hysterical.
I thought she was older.
Hey, that's so
funny. That's so tea.
Yeah, she's my younger sister.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane. I did meet her, though.
I'm just talking about whatever. I'm just going to say it. Whatever.
Well,
anecdote.
Whatever.
But I had a party this weekend for my friend's birthday, and Molly was there and Chloe was there, and Molly got to meet Chloe, and Molly was really freaking people out with, like, me, because she kept being like, we're sisters.
It was so scary. I felt like because it was like your brain's, like, sunk. Like, they synced.
Yes.
It was like Bluetooth. It was it was actually terrifying.
You need to meet my older sister, too, because,
and
like, yeah.
I feel like I met
here's
her.
My other...
Oh, my God. Everyone's blowing
the whole family is blowing my phone.
Like, didn't I not meet her at the tailgate?
Kayla said, not her saying you're a Leo. I know, right, Kayla? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did meet her at the tailgate. Yes.
I feel like very briefly.
You've met my... Okay, yeah, so you've met my family.
Because everyone was like, oh, my gosh, you're a celebrity.
Yes, everyone's like, this is the face. There it is.
Yeah.
Even though you've been on my Instagram and stuff like that, but still.
I know.
Love.
Haters.
Sorry, that was like a whole, oh, my gosh.
No.
We're just waking up. Our brains are...
I feel like it's fitting because Heartstopper is about a big old friend group. And we're just friends yapping.
Just friends yapping.
Yapping about being young, so it fits the vibe.
Imagine where you start gossiping. Did I tell you about?
Oh, my God.
Did you hear?
Wait,
get this.
Okay.
This is so funny. This next one.
This next song is just for vibes. They play it in the show. I don't know what season, but actually tell me how you slide into our DMs and send us a voice message of you pronouncing this artist's name, because I'm probably not going to do it the way that you do it. This is The Way Things Go by Biba Dobi.
Oh, I guess that's just the way things go. called. Miles away and it was still my fault. The love you said you had is sometimes shown. Oh, I guess that's just the way things go. Oh, I guess that's just the way things go. That's just the way things go. Past your house right now is on a train. In my mind you'll always stay the same. I'm happy now, I have to let you know. But I guess that's just the way things go. Oh, I guess that's just the way things go. And I don't mind that that's the way things go.
That is The Way Things Go by Biba Dobie. Biba Doobie.
Biba. Yeah.
Biba.
Biba.
Ba 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 boy. Ba ba boy.
Bello.
Bello.
Wait. Oh, I'm trying to think of.
Okay, wait.
I think I have. I think. Wait. Oh, I'll see that one. The top one.
The top one?
Yes, please. This next one. Let's just get right into it. This next one I picked for. I want to say Kit Connor. For Nick.
For Kit Connor.
Because Nick is, like, at this point where he's discovering himself later than he feels other people have discovered themselves. And while this song is about, like, a first love, and so you might be thinking I was going to put Charlie for this song, but I'm not. This one's for Nick.
Because,
thank you. never mind. I was about to tell another anecdote. I'm not going to do that. But
so many stories.
This is Falling Behind by Leve.
Moved out to a new city. June is dawning down on me, and all that I can find, a sickly romance in the air. Lovers stroll without a care inside. Ooh, this can't be right. 'Cause the sun's engaged to the sky, and my best friend's found a new guy. I'm only getting older. I've never had a shoulder to cry on, someone to call mine. Everybody's falling in love, and I'm falling behind. Touched the ocean, fell right in. Stepped outside and burned my skin. My life won't go my way. Bossa nova in my room. Hope that I'll find someone to love. Because the sun's engaged to the sky, my best friend's found a new guy. I'm only getting older. I've never had a shoulder to cry on, someone to call mine. Everybody's falling in love, and I'm falling behind. Everybody's falling in love. Everybody's falling in love.
Everybody's falling in love but me.
That was Falling Behind by Leve. It's just like, I don't know. Also, I feel like Leve just gives me the vibe.
She does give a vibe.
I know. But yes.
Wait.
Oh, wait.
Us picking the song that's next.
This next one is a Chloe pick.
Yes. This one.
Big stretch.
Big stretch. This one is for the lesbians in the show.
The fact that her computer just showed pictures of Kit Connor when she said that was the funniest thing to me. And I was like, I was confused. Go
wait,
on.
I actually, like, I'm trying to remember. This is
Darcy and Tara.
This is a race shirt. Okay, Darcy and Tara. And I low-key feel weird putting this song for them because they are high schoolers. So, actually, don't think about that. Because this song is a little spicy. Think about, this song is just for, like, vibes. This is, also, when they first introduce him, they play a Girl in Red song, which is, like, so on the nose. They're like, oh, look at the girls. Look, ah. But so this is a different Girl in Red song. This is Bad Idea by Girl in Red.
Calling you up was such a bad idea. Cause now I'm even more lost. It was a bad idea to think you were the one. Was such a bad idea. Thank you.
That was Bad Idea by Girl in Red. Yeah, I really like that song. I've seen Girl in Red live. And
eek!
I feel like you can't have an episode about a gay show without Girl in Red.
Hey, true.
Yeah.
Let me do...
We're, like, picking our songs.
We're picking our songs, like, as we go.
On the air.
I think... Actually, yeah, wait, do the Tati one.
Yeah. This,
yeah.
This is a good one.
And I picked this song based on heated rivalry because it's also two gay men.
Right.
And so, but these ones are like, they're younger, but I just picked this song because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get the chance to do it.
Right.
If we do heated rivalry, I'll play it again.
Right.
But for now, this is All the Things You Said by, I think it's Tati, right?
Tattoo.
Okay. I don't know if I'm supposed to. Whatever. I don't know if I'm supposed to say the individual letters. Whatever.
T-A-T-U. All
the
things she said.
Okay. Well, here it is.
That was All the Things She Said by T-A-T-U. I don't know. Question mark?
Question mark? I'm not sure.
Banger.
Banger, banger, banger. That one just is good. Like, that song, it came back because of Heated Rivalry. So
yeah.
It was like a thing for a while.
It's like a classic.
It is kind of a classic.
Okay. This last song is a pick for my best friend from home, Mary. She's not listening today, but I'm gonna make her listen when it's recorded.
Love it.
Because this is our show that we like watch together, and this is like a song that she showed me, but it's also like, I feel like it fits, it's just like for vibes, and I feel like you could apply it to the characters. I don't need to explain it, you know the characters, you can think of, you can make the story. This is All I Ever Asked by, ooh, last name pronunciation, Rachel Chinnery.
Yep.
Okay.
Somewhere beneath the surface.
Is really good.
Have you heard it before?
Yes, that was like on my like main playlist for like a long time.
It's so
and
good.
Like the second playlist, I was like, oh my god. And yes, because I just love that. It's just like so pretty.
It's so gorgeous.
Who is that by?
Rachel Chinnery.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mary shouted to me. You met her when you took our picture at Notre Dame.
Yep.
It was a funny little interaction.
It was so funny. I was like, Chloe, as I live and breathe.
As I live and breathe.
Good times. Well, I feel like that's all the time we have for today, especially because now I'm going to say, wait, what time? How much time do we have?
We have, I mean.
Like, less than a minute. Oh, we have 10 seconds. So, this has been Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIX B-Side Internet Radio, and this has been our Heartstopper episode.
Yes.
Tune in next week.
Monday, 10 a.m., same time, same place.
Classic. I was gonna say, oh, happy Valentine's Day. All right, bye, folks.